The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We've just learned that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealing.
A cash for influence scandal, and Joe Biden has never satisfactorily answered this.
This is the message sent to the rest of the world. The foreign policy of the United States can be bought like a sack of potatoes.
Now, from the relieffactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Joe Biden's got a problem on his hands. Twitter has a problem on its hands. Facebook has a problem on its hands. The Democrats have a problem on their hands. NBC and ABC have problems on their hands. Get out the popcorn, sit back, and watch the next few days, because they are going to be days that will be recorded in history. 100 years from now, they're going to be whatever they do then. They won't be books, probably. They won't be paper. They'll be looking at their devices, and they're going to say, they did what? So they put a town hall. They canceled the debate, pretending to be worried about the president's condition having COVID, this virus. He recovers, like days before, goes out on the campaign trail as normal that whole week, but somehow they canceled the debate for Thursday, for Thursday, October 15th, 2020, that could have been held. No problemo. Miami, Florida, you got the debate, it would have been fine. They canceled it because they're worried that Trump's going to do really well in debate two. He's going to pivot from some of the minor mistakes he made debate one. He'll be even more on his game. Now comes this Joe Biden revelation about Hunter and Burisma and Ukraine. They canceled the debate, wanted to do virtual, wink, wink. They knew Trump wouldn't want to do a Zoom call. He wants to be in person. So now it's all canceled. All canceled, and there will be dueling town halls. Biden will be standing in a circle somewhere wearing an oversized mask on an empty soundstage at ABC. And across the dial, Trump will have a boisterous, lively, enthusiastic town hall on NBC. How do you think that's going to play out? NBC former staffers like Katie Couric are enraged. This is terrible. This is bad for democracy. Oh, there's such pushback against NBC for doing this. Savannah Guthrie is going to be the moderator. And you'd wonder, why would they be upset? You know why they're upset? Because they know how this movie's going to end. Trump's going to get monster ratings. People are going to watch and enjoy the Trump town hall more than the Biden town hall, because ain't nobody enjoying a Biden town hall. I don't care if you agree with the guy. You're not watching that for the showmanship. You're not watching that for any kind of intriguing, inspiration. You're not going to tune into Joe Biden to be inspired after this tough jobless number came out again this morning, but holding the way it was, millions of people out of work, all these conflicting stories about vaccines and trials and when's the end in sight. Well, you're not going to get any optimism from Joe Biden. You're going to get, we'll lock it down again, and you're going to be in misery for as long as I decide you're going to be in misery. Over on the other channel, you'll have Trump with inspiration. Maybe he'll dance again tonight to YMCA. Maybe Savannah Guthrie can be the DJ and spin a little YMCA and watch Trump start dancing. Maybe Trump will whip off his tie like he did last night in, I guess he was in Iowa, and throw his tie out into the crowd. Listen, I'm not great at history. I'm not a historian. I don't believe a sitting United States president of the United States has ever whipped off his necktie and thrown it into a screaming crowd of fans. I don't think that's ever happened. But it did last night. That is what Trump, one of the things that President Trump did. So that's the difference. That's the contrast. And that's why they are livid that NBC, and I'm still not, it isn't done yet. Who knows if they pull the plug for some reason at the last minute? Because this is what I told you. Biden doesn't want to debate. Guess what? Biden doesn't have to debate. What have I told you all year? He does not want to debate. Well, the presidential commissions on debate did that for him. They got him off the hook tonight. It was a bogus, corrupt, irresponsible, reckless decision. Trump, you don't think Trump can go to a debate when he's throwing his necktie into the crowds of thousands of people? He's barnstorming America? He's fine. And oh, by the way, most people who get COVID will be fine. That's what happened to the president. That's what's happening to his son, Barron. He tested positive. This kid, the president's son, no symptoms. Ronaldo, whatever his name is, Cristofo, he's positive. The golfers are positive. How about the 34 people that were all got COVID from the super spreader Rose Garden event from Amy Coney Barrett? Any of them dying in the hospital? I don't think so, because that's what most Americans experience. Not trying to ignore the plight of the poor souls who did not have that experience, but most Americans don't get sick and die. The vast majority of Americans, and see, Trump is a constant reminder of that. When he's on the campaign trail, Joe and Mary Beer Can are sitting on their couch watching it saying, well, heck, you know, he just had for COVID last week, Myrtle. That's right, Joe. Well, I guess if we get it, we're going to be all right. And chances are, Joe and Myrtle, you will be. You will be. None of this is playing out the way the machine wants it to play out. God evidently has other plans. What do you think will happen tonight in the dueling town halls? What do you think will happen in the battle, the showdown between Joe Biden? I'm going to lock it all down. I don't know anything about Hunter Biden. Things are terrible. The president's a monster. And Donald Trump. Hey, you want my necktie? Let me throw it out into the crowd. YMCA. Now, between the two, what town hall will be more watched? And when that happens, and tomorrow they report the numbers because they have something called overnights and they know pretty quick what the ratings were like. And P.S., the deck is stacked in Trump's favor because it's only on ABC, but over at NBC, it's on NBC, it's on MSNBC, and I believe it's on CNBC. So all of a sudden I'm a fan of NBC. Now, they'll be brutal to him. Savannah Guthrie is probably sharpening her fangs. Goodness knows what she's going to be like tonight. Who knows? But I like our chances. What about you? Are you as optimistic as I am right now? Meanwhile, another day, not a glove laid on Amy Coney Barrett. The Democrats are desperate. They're flailing. They're lecturing her, scolding her about Trump. It's all about Trump, Trump's policy. You know, she's sitting there like, that's not my job. I'm a judge. I'm impartial. Yeah, I'm a conservative, but I view the law as written. I look at the Constitution as written. I'm an originalist. I'm a textualist. I am going to do this the right way. And it is definitely a much easier, productive process than anything we've seen before. She's going to get confirmed. They're going to vote on her the week before the election, and the week before the election, there are going to be 9 justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett is going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and there's nothing they can do about it. They're trying, but they're trying within the constraints that they have. They can't go all Brett Kavanaugh on her, and they know it. 1-800-655-MIKE. Tell me what you think tonight is going to look like. Give me a prediction. We shouldn't predict, but let's have some fun. Let's find out what's going to happen from your perspective with tonight's big debate. As Amy Coney Barrett faces her third day of committee confirmation hearings, As all of this is up, and they're setting together a timetable now, what about the dueling town halls tonight? Do you think my, and I could be wrong on my prediction, I'm going to go out on this limb and I'm going to say the following. More people will watch Trump on NBC and enjoy it than will watch Biden on ABC and they won't enjoy it. The ratings will come in tomorrow and people are going to have to accept the fact that this could be a harbinger of things to come. It could be a precursor for the November 3rd election. Am I overdoing it? Do you think maybe it won't go that well? Let's dive in. 1-800-655-MIKE. That's my number for you to join us. Press 1 to come on air with us. You can always text us your comments to the MyPillow text line. It's up and running at 800-655-6453 as well, right here in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Thursday, October 15th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. I hope you join us. Your call, your perspective, your reaction. Coming up.
Hunger, it's a hunger. Tries to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I still wonder. When I feel with my appetite, with all the power.
Like what you're hearing on the radio? Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast and take us with you 24/7. Go to MikeOnline.com.
You know, though, about the ratings for tonight's different town halls, it'll be fun to tune into Joe Biden just to watch the train wreck.
I have a rhetorical question. You people out there who voted early and voted for Biden, are you regretting that you voted for him? Do you wish you could take your vote back?
I think we know the answer to that one. Some buyer's remorse, maybe? It's a big story. It's a big, big story about Twitter and Facebook taking down and censoring the New York Post, reporting an incredible, incredible story about confirming Joe Biden's knowledge of his son's, well, peddling influence, selling influence, and making money and profiting off of his dad's status as vice president. I'm going to break it down for you here in just a few moments. But first, I want to dive into what you think is going to happen tonight in the dueling town halls. Robert, you're first. You going to watch Trump on NBC or Biden on ABC?
Well, heck, yes, we're going. I'm retired Army, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm so sick of with what's going on and what the Democrat Party has become. Yeah, me and a bunch of my fellow brethren from the military are laughing to death about this one.
Yeah.
Let's give the numbers to NBC.
Yeah, no kidding. Give them to NBC. Let NBC have the win. And they're upset. I mean, they're furious. They're livid. Everyone is upset. I mean, the whining that they're doing is so funny. Katie Couric, oh, she's upset. She thinks this is bad for democracy. Former Today Show anchor Katie Couric tweeted, "Having dueling town halls is bad for democracy. You're forcing voters to choose. The move is a bad decision." Former NBC News producer Mark Lukowitz said the opposing town halls were a bad result for American voters. Former NBC News Executive Vice President Cheryl Gould wrote on Facebook she was dismayed and disgusted by NBC being complicit in Trump's tantrum. Let me get this straight. They took the debates from them. They ripped the debate away. Biden was all set to have a town hall. And they think it's unfair that Trump has one too on another network? Do you realize how rigged they want the deck to be? How unfair these people are. They don't even know it. They're too dumb to realize how unfair and how biased they are. The sitting president of the United States. This shouldn't even be a controversy. You know why it's going to be a controversy? Because people are going to be watching Trump more than Biden, and they know it. Once again, Trump wins. Even if he has a bad night, he wins. Because millions will be watching and talk. What are you going to talk about Joe Biden standing in a circle in the middle of on a lawn chair in somebody's backyard? That's great, with a crooked mask on. You're going to write about that? That's real exciting. I mean, it's night and day between these two candidates, and it couldn't come at a better time. We're 19 days away from the election. Hold on to your hats. Bob, you're up. How you doing, Bob?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. Having a good day. Hope you are.
Yeah, what I want to talk about is when Trump does his town hall, you know, he's going to expose the media for what they're covering up.
Right.
You know, and, you know, this new thing with Hunter Biden and Burisma, it's been stewing for a while, but this stuff coming out, you know, recently, you know, the Dems will say, oh, it stinks to the high heaven. Hey, they do it all the time. The Democrats wrote the book on this stuff.
You bet. They know. All we're doing is borrowing a page from their playbook. They're going to go. They're going to start whining about something from a laptop. Well, where do you think they got Trump's tax returns from? What about all the other things that they ran to press with and that they exposed that were illegally gotten gains? That never matters when it's Trump, right? Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. More of your calls, and I'm going to break down this big scandal as reported by the New York Post that was censored by both Twitter and Facebook. Twitter apologized. We'll give you all the details because you're not hearing it in the mainstream media. Coming up.
Mike Gallagher Show.
These accusations are as serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations and these emails.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Trump Card. Don't forget to see Dinesh D'Souza's latest movie, Trump Card. It's at salemnow.com. You must see this movie to understand the socialism, the corruption, the gangsterism of today's modern Democrat Party and how you can help President Trump stop it. Watch Trump Card. Go to salemnow.com. Use the promo code Mike G. salemnow.com. Use the promo code Mike G. If you're looking for the DVD, you won't find it at Amazon because they're out of stock. Go to salemnow.com, promo code Mike G, get 20% off. Amy Coney Barrett will not be appearing today. Witnesses are going to be testifying on her behalf as the debate over her nomination continues. Meanwhile, some 898,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. These numbers were out moments ago. The latest figures brought the seasonally adjusted number of initial jobless claims to roughly 64.5 million Americans. 64.5 million Americans have filed unemployment claims during COVID-19. That's a total larger than the combined populations of the states of California and Florida. And President Trump wants to get $1,200 stimulus checks into the hands of Americans who are struggling. President Trump wants to get $400 a week unemployment benefits into the hands of these tens of millions of Americans, and Pelosi will not come to the table. She has said no. She's not going to give the president any kind of positive news. The Democrats are refusing to budge. Trump said, give me a standalone. Go big, go home, let's go. $400 a week. Let's help businesses. Let's help Americans. Nancy Pelosi, go take a flying leap. Not going to talk to you. It's incredible to watch the Democrats make such an egregious mistake at a time like this, 19 days before the election. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are driving millions of Americans into the voting booth to vote for the party that wants to help them financially. If you can't feed your family, you don't really care about overhauling voter ID laws. Don't mean to be mean here about people who could use child care. But if you can't feed your family, you don't care about Pelosi's plan to expand child care coverage. That's all. That's what they want to do. They want to pile in and layer in all this stuff that's part of their big picture agenda instead of just giving people the money that they need to stay alive during a pandemic that is no fault of their own. It's unreal. And now, let me tell you why the Hunter Biden story is a big deal. Somebody texted me, said it's not a big deal because it's been around for a while. Oh, no, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. It's a big deal because of the reaction of big tech. It's a big deal because of the censorship of this reporting from the New York Post by Twitter and Facebook. And there's some breaking news. It's happening again right now. Listen to this. I've got an update. First of all, let me give you an overview of what has happened in the last 48 hours. As Miranda Devine at the New York Post writes, in case there was any doubt that Facebook and Twitter are corruptly partisan, the social media giants censored the New York Post's story Wednesday on Hunter Biden's emails suggesting he took cash for access to his father, Joe Biden. It was bombshell reporting, was trending all Wednesday morning on social media platforms until big tech stepped in to run protection for the Democratic presidential candidate. They're giving cover to Joe Biden. Facebook announced it would censor the story in the New York Post by reducing its distribution on our platform. Twitter intervened to protect Biden from the scandal by blocking the New York Post's official Twitter account, claiming the story violates its rules against distribution of hacked material. Understand, these were emails found on a discarded computer that Hunter Biden allegedly left behind at a computer store that he never claimed. And the guy opened it up and saw it and, you know, released it. As Miranda Devine asks, did Twitter and Facebook impose the same censorship on the New York Times with President Trump's leaked or hacked tax returns just 2 weeks ago? Did they ever fact-check the Times and the Washington Post's debunked Russia collusion tall tales? Did they interfere with BuzzFeed reporting the Steele dossier tissue of lies? No. Big tech only censors, only suppresses information that reflects badly on the Biden campaign. And as Miranda Devine puts it, the emails and the photographs speak for themselves. Again, so you know what's at stake here and what's been happening. The emails come from the hard drive of Hunter's laptop computer, legally obtained by the New York Post after he abandoned it at a Mac computer repair shop in Delaware. They tell an alarming story of Biden family grift in Eastern Europe and China, including in Ukraine, during the time Joe was vice president in charge of America's interests in Ukraine. The emails that were published fly in the face of Joe Biden's claims that he knew nothing about his son's lucrative foreign business dealings. To the contrary, the emails show a connection between Joe Biden and Burisma, the corrupt Ukrainian energy company that was paying Hunter, a chronic drug user with no relevant experience, as much as $83,000 a month for no discernible reason other than for political influence with his father. One email the Post published showed that in 2015, a senior member of Burisma thanked Hunter for the opportunity to meet his father, who was then the vice president. It's a huge, huge story that in normal times could very well derail the candidacy of a presidential candidate. What does Twitter and Facebook do? Locked it down. They censored it. They removed it from Twitter. Anybody trying to retweet the story from the New York Post was shut down by Twitter on their own social media. And guess what? It just happened again.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Twitter has locked the Trump campaign's official account moments ago for trying to share a video accusing Joe Biden of being a liar related to the Post's reporting on Hunter Biden's email, according to the campaign's social media manager. From his account, Mike Hahn, the Trump campaign's social media manager, Mike Hahn tweeted a screenshot of the message from Twitter that reads, "Your account has been locked," and showing that the Post that at Team Trump tried to send to its 2.2 million followers was locked down, was blocked by Twitter. The would-be tweet would have said, if you could have read it, if you're following at Team Trump, you would have gotten a tweet from Mike Hahn, the campaign social media manager, saying Joe Biden is a liar who's been ripping off our country for years, with an apparent link to the video from the New York Post. Hahn wrote, Twitter has suspended at Team Trump 19 days out from the election. That's the story. They're Pravda. Twitter's no better than Pravda. They're no different than communist Chinese censors who removed criticism of China from the first presidential debate. This is what they've become. And they're protected by Democrats and Republicans in Congress. And they're not going to be able to protect Twitter and Facebook much longer. They're protecting them by not putting them under the same standards as a publishing company. They get all kinds of immunity. And you know what liberals say? Because I had dinner with a liberal last night. You know what liberals will say? Well, they're a private company. And they say it with a wink and a nod because there's only one Twitter and there's only one Facebook, and the left knows it. The left owns this brand of ideology. And the left and big tech is actively censoring and trying to impact the outcome of an election. They're playing all kinds of games, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. 800-655-MIKE, 17 minutes before the hour here in the ReliefFactor.com studios, 800-655-6453. Wow. All right, let's get your take on all of this. This huge scandal, Twitter, Facebook censoring the story saying that Joe Biden knew.
What a great movie that will change your life. Go to SalemNow.com for some of the most compelling documentaries and movies available anywhere. SalemNow.com. And use the promo code Mike G to get a big discount.
Concerning the scandal with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden with the pay to play for our government access, I wonder if Joe Biden wins, then this has to be a chargeable offense. Would that mean that he's going to be impeached early on in his presidency?
Well, that didn't take long.
Hey, Mike, don't you find it ironic that the young visionary tech giants, the Twitter and Facebook, they all want to expand your mind, free your mind, communicate, and they're the leaders? And how corrupt they become, how corrupt for power, and then they start being that which they say they're fighting against.
Bingo. This is what totalitarianism looks like. This is a tyrannical, communist, tin pot dictatorship. This is the United States. Silicon Valley dweebs removing from vast swaths of the internet a damaging expose on their preferred presidential candidate. That's what Facebook and Twitter did, as Sobhan Amari writes over at the New York Post. That's what Facebook and Twitter did to the New York Post's bombshell report on Hunter Biden, revealing why the illustrious vice presidential son was hired by a shady Ukrainian energy firm in exchange for at least $50,000 a month. Now listen, this is not just happening to the Trump campaign, to the New York Post. I just got information from our stations in Tampa and Sarasota, where I'm based. There's a big event next week for the stations. I'm so sad that I can't attend because of scheduling and travel being what it is. I'm going to be in New York when they have their big event. I think it's next Friday night with Seb Gorka and Charlie Kirk. I think Larry Elder is going to be there. Phil Boyce is going to moderate, our boss. It'll be a great event. Guess what? Our stations in Tampa Bay and Sarasota can't promote it on Facebook because Facebook locked the station Facebook account down, allegedly due to a lack of fact-checking. It's the same process that they're doing to the Trump campaign and they did to the New York Post yesterday. And they're doing it, I'm told, to stations all over the country, conservative talk stations all over the country. You know how often I've told you, if the Democrats get in control, they'll try to shut us down. They'll take talk radio off the air. Look what they're doing to our Facebook pages. Now, the team in sale in Tampa, Sarasota, run by a woman who is so buttoned up, Barb Yoder dots every I and crosses every T, does everything by the book. She runs a tight ship. Believe me, I love the lady. She is so good, and it's 100% why I moved to Tampa, because how well run that station is. You know what it does to her to find out that her Facebook page has been shut down by Facebook, by the Silicon Valley dweebs banning and censoring, and now they can't promote a big conservative event featuring conservative stars like Gorka and Charlie Kirk and Larry Elder. Unbelievable. Happening all over the country, she said, at talk stations all over America. And, P.S., fun fact, there's an appeals process that you're supposed to go through. According to Barb, the appeals process that Facebook offers is not working right now. The page is down. Isn't that convenient? This is bad. This is really bad. Tim, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing? It's great talking to you. It's a privilege.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to mention something and ask you a quick question. These monopolies like Facebook and Twitter are being allowed to engage in suppression of free speech on the basis of being private companies. And in fact, during Judge Barrett's confirmation hearings, she even made the mention of the fact that certiorari was not granted in some cases because the Constitution was meant to protect the people from the government, and where that is not happening, then they don't listen. They don't grant certiorari to hear a case. Now, if that is the case, I want to know if somebody can please explain to me why it is that private citizens who are bakers and florists and have, for religious reasons, determined that they cannot participate in same-sex marriage ceremonies, have been persecuted, maligned, fined huge sums of money, and literally they've been trying to drive them out of business when they've been targeted by same-sex couples for their religious beliefs. I don't understand the why it applies differently for one group than it does for these guys. And by the way, Facebook is actually a public company. They're on the stock exchange. So I don't understand why they can get away with this kind of thing and why the Constitution does not apply to them.
Well,
if somebody could please explain that
this
to me.
This has our elected representatives' attention like never before. This is a bridge too far, and they know it. And this time they stepped in it. This is a huge, huge backlash. And the mainstream media won't touch it. A buddy of mine in Dallas said, Dallas Morning News, not a word. Big American newspaper, not a word. You don't want to know if Joe Biden and his son peddled influence? You don't want to know if Hunter Biden was enriching himself because of his access to his own dad? Come on. They'd have Donald Trump Jr. under the jail. They'd be taking him away in handcuffs yesterday. It's disgusting. And when you say, sir, you don't know why, you know why. You know the hypocrisy. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I had dinner last night with some wonderful people. Hey, I may not agree with everybody at the table politically, but they are all special, great people. Every one of them, get this, big MyPillow customers. They couldn't stop raving about the sheets. Rita couldn't stop talking about how smooth and soft these Giza Dream Sheets are. You get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price plus free shipping when you enter the promo code MikeG. The pillow, of course, is a thing of beauty. The pillow is the most comfortable pillow you'll ever lay your head on. Never goes flat, stays nice and cool during the night. Buy one premium, get a second MyPillow absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, more on this bombshell from the New York Post, and how about the dueling town halls tonight? There's a lot of people upset that NBC is going to give the president a platform. believe it or not, 19 days before the election. Hang on for the ride.